This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 990. How has COVID changed IELTS?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We have a special insider treat today as we share information current IELTS examiners shared with Jessica about recent changes to the exam. Listen in so you can be confident on test day that there will be no surprises.
Hey, Aubrey, I haven't talked to you in about a week. How you doing?
I know, that's forever. And usually we talk every other day or so. I'm all right. How are you?
Good? Question mark? I don't know. You know, I don't believe in a lot of fluffy woo-woo stuff, but I do kind of believe that there can be an energy that lots of people experience at the same time. And I don't know why, but everybody I talk to, students, friends, like everybody I've talked to in the past week, everybody's just sort of like, just a little bit tired. Maybe it's just because it's winter and people want to nest at home. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know, though, because I feel the same way. And here in Arizona, it's pretty sunny and warm.
Oh, right.
My only thought is maybe it's that, like, 2020 was so awful and it came to the end and we're like, 2021's going to be better. And it's just kind of the same. And totally. So we're kind of like filling this slump of like, meh, it's the same.
That is part of it, though. Like, I feel like, guys, we are going to share some amazing insider examiner secrets today. I interviewed two examiners, one from Asia, one from America, and we're going to give you the inside scoop about the exam in 2021, guys. But yeah, no, but that's true. It's like throughout the past year, there's been so many just like false hopes, kind of like every new piece of knowledge or new plan or whatever. It's like, okay, the world's going to be normal soon. And now we're at least here in America. We're just like, I feel like it's never going to be normal.
I know. And there was such hope with the vaccine, and there still is, but there's so many questions around the vaccine. And as far as it getting to everyone, there's such shortages or such limits. So yeah, you can't help but just be kind of frustrated. And we're still kind of plateaued. Yeah.
But you know what, guys? Just, I'm going to give you a last, I want to sort of end this on something positive before we get into the
examiner
stuff.
That's a good idea.
Something like, this is really important, guys, is to be compassionate and kind to yourself. If you're experiencing some lack of motivation or maybe lack of hope, or you're just, you know, not feeling super great for any reason, you know what, guys? That is okay. I think that's the biggest gift you can give yourself, guys. Pretend a friend is feeling the way you are. What would you tell that friend? And I guarantee you, that is going to be way nicer than your analytical self-talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, if a friend comes to me and is like, oh, I'm kind of tired, I'd be like, great. How about you stop working and go watch a movie and just relax? But if it's me, then I'm like way hard on myself. And I'm like, oh no, you gotta push through. So guys, be your own friend. Be nice to yourself. Okay, so what are we talking about today, Aubrey?
Yeah, so I feel like this is such a bonus for our listeners, the fact that you have all of these examiner friends who are currently examiners that you can keep up with. You still know, you know, the changes and what's going on, so you're able to chat with them and get this inside information, and we can then share it with you guys. So I'm going to ask Jessica some questions, and she's going to share us some information she got from current examiners, yeah?
Sweet, yes, okay. And I like literally just had these conversations yesterday, guys, so this is hot off the presses today.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so here's my first question for you. Is examining way different now with COVID?
You know what? It totally depends on where you are and what the numbers are like in your country, your local test center, guys. So, for example, my friend that is in Oregon examining, she said it's kind of crazy because numbers in the U.S. are high, guys. Like, we haven't handled it as well as some other countries. So they have to take all the precautions. So the examiner has to wear a mask and a face shield. The candidate has to wear a mask, obviously, and the desk has to be 6 feet away from the examiner, and there is a plexiglass shield between them. And on top of that, what happens now is, like, before the test starts, before you as the candidate get into the room, the examiner has to start the recording, and that's all over the world. They're supposed to do that now, guys. They start the recording before they even come get you, and then my friend has to walk to the door, and the candidate has to hold their passport up to the glass so it can be checked before entering the room. It just sounds awkward. It sounds real hard, but let's contrast that with my friend who is in Taiwan examining. Taiwan with very low numbers. Still has to be socially distant, still has to wear masks, but that's it. Just the masks. And that's it. Like, those are the only extra precautions that they have to take.
Okay, so I have a question that I think our listeners might be wondering. Because they're starting the recording before they're ever in the room, at what point do they start, grading what their score is? Like, is it from every word they say when they come in the door, or it's still the same as it was before?
Oh my God, that is such a good question. I never would have thought about that before, but I bet a lot of students wonder that. That's awesome. Yeah, guys, no, you are only scored on what you say when the official tests start. When the examiner is like, first, I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself. Do you work or are you a student? Or tell me about your apartment. And that is when speaking part one starts, okay? You know it starts because the examiner says these words. I would like to begin by asking you some questions about yourself, okay? That's when the test starts, guys. Before that, it's just the examiner saying data for the recording, okay? So what happens now, guys? The examiner cannot have any small talk with you anymore. I mean, it was always restricted, but as of last year, the examiner can't even say, how are you? I mean, they're not supposed to. Some still do, but they're not supposed to. All they're supposed to say now is, hello. That's it. And then this year, guys, there's an added part of the examiner's script, okay? The examiner says, I will read some information now. And then they say, this is the speaking test for the International English Language Testing System conducted on the da-da-da. Now, we always said that, right, to introduce it, to have the date on the recording. But now before they say that, they say, I will read some information. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, none of that is for you guys. That is just for the examiner to have that on the recording.
Oh, that's so good to know, though. I think it's really good advice to, don't try to make small talk with the examiner when you come in because they can't. So just recognize, they're not supposed to make small talk, and true, it's probably best for you not to either. Just wait for them to begin the exam.
Exactly, guys. Let the examiner control it, okay? They will tell you when it's your turn to talk. Like, they just let them do their thing in the beginning because it is awkward. Because, like, I'm trying to read this thing for the recording. This is the international blah, 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 blah. And the candidate is just like, why are you saying this right now? Are you talking to me? Like, when I was still examining, I would stare straight at the recorder so the candidate would know, like, I'm not talking to you. Because mm-hmm. It's weird. Yeah. Hello, awesome listeners. Do you feel like you will be ready when it is time to take your IELTS exam? Guys, you can prepare with us for 6 months. Get into 3 Keys IELTS, guys. You can get a study plan that matches your needs and have access to all of the materials for 6 months. Get in now, guys. It is guaranteed to increase your IELTS score. Check it out. The only one with the computer delivered and paper courses. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Right. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so as far as performance, are students doing better now or worse?
Yeah, so that was one of my questions as well, because I was like, trying to imagine if I were still examining, what would this experience be like right now? And yeah, I mean, it was hard at the beginning, everybody getting used to speaking with masks. But like talking to my friend who he does IELTS exams every single day. Like this is his full-time job in Taiwan. And he was saying that like, God, everybody's so used to it now that it really doesn't make a difference anymore, guys. Like everybody is so used to talking and listening with masks that it's the same. Like he says he is, you know, having the same percentage of sixes and sevens or whatever. It's just like, it's the same. Now my friend here has had a few more adjustments because there's that plexiglass barrier and, you know, the person's farther away. There's more stuff between her and the candidate. So she says she does try to speak more loudly and slowly because it is harder to hear the questions right now. So she does allow for that. And if the candidate starts talking off topic, she assumes the person just didn't hear her. Whereas before, you'd be like, oh, this person doesn't understand English. But now she's like, okay, I get it. It's hard to hear me because of the mask. There's a YouTube video coming out about this. Guys, you can ask the examiner to speak up, and you should, okay? Right now, if you can't hear that person, ask them to speak up. So subscribe on our YouTube channel, guys, because I give you some great phrases to do just that.
Oh, yeah. Really good point. You're definitely allowed to ask them to speak more loudly. But you have to say that, you know, in a correct way, in a native, natural way. That's also important. So definitely, yeah, listen for that YouTube video. Okay. So what about our test centers closed? Are people still taking the IELTS exam at all?
Yeah. So, God, this has been so interesting just seeing what's happening around the world. Again, it depends on your local numbers, guys. So here, test numbers are down and they have been down, but that's because like where I am in Oregon, it's still pretty locked down. You know what I mean? And also like, there haven't been as many students coming in because this lockdown has been happening for over a year. So I have a friend who also works at PSU, Portland State University, running their, you know, ESL programs. And she's like, numbers are way down. Like we used to have 500 students. Now we have 50. So this, of course, is like impacted the IELTS numbers as well. And in Taiwan, where it's handled better, numbers have been down, but still, there are tests every day all over that country, and numbers are going back up, like, rapidly. So, again, it just depends on where you are, guys. But I think at the end of the day, like, we all know that this will get better, despite my expression of feeling a little bit blue lately, which is fine. See, I'm being nice to myself. You know, at the end of the day, like, we all know that life will get back to normal. We just don't know when, and that's the tough part, but we know it will. So that's why students are still taking the exam, because they still have their dreams. And guys, with our course, you do have 6 months access, right? So get in now, prepare, take that test. Your test numbers, your scores are valid for 2 years for most purposes. So go ahead, get it out of the way, like knock it out now, and then focus on all the other stuff later.
Yes, exactly, right? You guys, you need a study system. You have plenty of time with ours. So just go to allearsenglish.com/keys to get into 3 keys IELTS. Okay, I have another question for you, Jessica.
Oh, okay, last one.
I am wondering, what about changes to the exam? Like, has the IELTS exam changed at all?
Yeah, good question. So the only change, guys, is that extra sentence that the examiner says at the beginning of the speaking test. That's it. That I will now read some information thing. And that's it, guys. Like, there have been new booklets coming out with different sorts of questions, but you know what? Like, they're the same. Their IELTS is very consistent with types of questions and topics, right? You're still talking about travel and education, right? Like, you prepare for it in exactly the same way because IELTS has not changed in any fundamental way. Okay. One last thing, guys, if you are in a country where the numbers are up and centers are still closed, check out the IELTS indicator. Also, search on our blog because I did take the indicator. Okay. So it's just like the computer delivered version, but a little bit shorter, really. So listen to that episode about the IELTS indicator, guys. And that is an option. You can do your IELTS test online if your organization accepts it. So check out IELTS indicator and see if it's right for you.
Yeah, the only other changes we've already announced previously, but if you aren't subscribed, you may have missed episodes, for example, that you used to not be able to take your own pencil, and now a lot of test centers will let you because of COVID. So if you have little questions about things like that, we recommend you call the test center you're going to go to to get specific details about things like that that may have changed. Do you have to wear a mask? Can you take your own pencil? That type of thing.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. There are more differences now between test centers because of the pandemic, right? So that's great advice, Aubrey. Call your local test center. Make sure you know everything that's going to happen and be prepared. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if you did miss that announcement, we have bonuses sometimes that you have to be subscribed to get. So be sure that you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts, guys, to IELTS Energy. You get updates, you get insider examiner information like this. And yeah, you don't want to miss any of it. So be sure to subscribe to IELTS Energy.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, Aubrey, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.